or let's say other parts of the stovetop or something fell out of the pot, that's irrecumenic transition, that's like 8 blocks, you know, all you have to do is clean that up anyway.
Well, so, you know, maybe you shouldn't eat if something on Pesach falls in that, but people don't normally eat what falls on the stovetop.
And on our stovetops, which is sort of heat up right away,
I put it on for half an hour or something like that. Probably, do you need that far? No, but grates gets pretty hot by that point,
right, okay.
So it's not such a big deal. It's not much of a hefset, you know. So.
Okay.
So then.
Yeah.
Unless it's porcelain. So Ramosha was machmir in plastic as well. I personally would. We have stainless steel dishwashers. There are poskim who say you can do it for plastic as well. So we have a small amount of plastic parts in there. So as we've already discussed, the dishwasher is already on so many levels a very big chumrah. So I don't. So certainly, if it's stainless steel, you know. But there are poskim who prefer plastic as well. Porcelain is a different question. Again, even there, on some level, it could be a chumrah, but I don't think they make porcelain. I mean, I don't want to say nobody makes it. I've never heard of any more porcelain dishwashers. I think that may have been in the early stages. But now dishwashers are made of metal and plastic.
And even the grates?
Even
the
dish racks?
Yeah,
the racks. Same, so you have to make sure they're clean. You have to make sure you clean out the be'en. What?
In general, or on Pesach?
Well, in general, unless you're switching from milchus to fleishiks, there's no need to...
Even if you're switching, why would you have to?
Be'en is an issue.
Why? It's a problem.
Maybe. It might be. But on Pesach, it's certainly a problem.
No, but Pesach, but during... Well, how is it maybe if there's soap that's been...
It's probably pogum. Probably.
Okay.
So anyway, so the Mechaber... The Ramah finishes. Kol hakelim sheish bem stakim al gumos ochaluta v'besoch hakli v'liyuchol nachum lakosan ein lahagilan utzrichem liben b'makom hasedek v'achaluta. Okay, because again, hagala only works after you've cleaned the kli entirely be'en. Not if there's if you can't get the be'en out, you have to use liben on it. Sivav the Mechaber writes kol kli holchem b'lach harov tashmisho hukol karos afal pisha l'fam mishdamshem bem bechli rishon ala esh. And that's the Mechaber's position. And the Ramah says, in the same category, or perhaps it's still an excessive chumrah, because it can only, you know, would be a kiddush cup, you know. So really, and the only concern of a kiddush cup, I've ever seen our kiddush cups, anybody pour hot beverage into a kiddush cup, maybe in the sink. Your concern is when you wash it in the sink, so you really have to, that's the only possible way you would be concerned. So you can kasher them. It's not such a big deal. So again, in our cases, our kiddush cups, I don't think that's the case, but for the sink, using the sink might be the reason why to do so. But that, by the way, would mean also that if you really wanted to, although it's probably easy to throw it in the boiling pot, you could do irim ikli bishon in order to be machshir a kiddush cup. And this din, and this din of the chumrah of the Ramah is only when you don't know for sure. If you know for sure it was never used b'chamin, it doesn't require halgal b'chamin. It's a very interesting din here the Ramah has, and he has it in the Darkei Moshe, that you put a hot stone on. If you can't do hagala on it because it won't fit into something, you put a really hot stone on it, and then you pour hot water on it, and v'yiralem rochem iklimishon v'havek iklimishon. That's what we call fuzzy math. It's like, why is that exactly? It's hot water, I understand that, but it's still not like it's sitting inside hot water. But that's what the Ramah says. V'chein kokeyotze bozo v'yavar evin l'kol haklish az ma'ago kula. Just a general observation today, we do less hagalas kelim today because many people have multiple sets of kelim, and that's because we are a relatively wealthy community and can afford to do so. Once upon a time, it was a really big deal. That's why you'll find that there were a very limited number of things that the Shulchan Aruch suggests that you should have separate for Pesach, like the areva, shalashan bo, and things like that. But most dishes and stuff, it just wasn't. They didn't have that luxury of having a separate set for Pesach, and therefore they just they had to do hagala or libon, whatever was necessary. From people probably make a very strange impression on the world in many areas, but particularly when they go register at the time of their wedding. So there are people who register for like four sets or sometimes more dishes because you want. year-round, you want milchiks and fleishiks, and maybe you have china, and then maybe you have some weekday stuff that's okay to be four sets there, and then for Pesach, you have, you know. So only the rest of the world probably has, at most, one set of china dishes and one set maybe of regular plain-type dishes. So we could come up with eight. Okay, total. All right. If we weren't concerned about glass, that would make life a little easier. We could cut back on three of those four sets, three of those eight sets. Yes, Josh? I'm sorry, Ezra?
My father came back from a halacha shiur this year and said that people use an iron with water.
Sounds like the Evan Maluban.
Apparently they do it for like industrial kitchens or to do the countertops.
That works for eerie.
So like you pour water on it.
No, that counts even how about the Kirishan. I don't know why they need to do it for countertops. You just pour hot water there. That makes no sense. That's clear.
Why is that clear, Rishon?
Well, that's what the Ramah just said in Sivab. We just read the Evan Maluban. It's a little odd. Why that counts as Kli Rishon Mamish.
You have an iron shooting out hot water. No, he's saying you put the iron, you run the iron over the counter,
and you pour water there. Pour hot water and run the iron over it, and that's considered Kli Rishon as opposed to Irimi Kli Rishon. That's the Ramah, really. Okay.
So apparently that's modern application.
It's modern application. Okay. I don't know why they need it for the counters at all. Okay. For our counters, which are probably Balei or nothing.
No, for the counters.
I know, that's what I just...
You're using something that shoots steam as eerie, and that's really efficient.
Okay. And it makes less of a mess, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesh mi she'omer, d'chapo so asuyas mi keren elam takana bagalot d'chem et shemiskalkul m'mayim chamech ha'shim d'machayis alayim. This would apply to things that would be damaged by Hagala, but generally we tend not to do them. I'll tell you where this does occur, certain plastics. It depends which kind of plastics, but certain kind of, the cheaper plastics probably get them more likely in takeout. They use probably the lowest grade. If you put them in the dishwasher, they tend to misshape and, you know, and it's clear that the heat has somewhat melted them a little bit, and probably you shouldn't use them anyway. They're probably really bad. Okay. Fine. Echad kli etz, echad kli evan, echad kli matechas, dinam lashirim hagala, and the rabbi says, echad kli etzem, tzricham hagala, the novel points here were kli evan and kli etzem. Kli evan was a machlok three way machlokas arishonim, and kli etzem was a two way machlokas rishonim, whether kli etzem require nothing or whether they require hagala. Siftes hamakil kodem shah hamishis yachal hagal biyachad kli mishan uchlishen vechelim shabal davar muat veino choshesh, and the Rama adds gam kene magal mixes aklishne pa'amim. Right, as long as it's not a chashash of iser being balua, either because it's hetera bala before shah hamishis, so then you can don't have to worry about any of these other things, because you know you don't have to worry about a kli rishon with a kli sheni, and the kli rishon has more blias than a kli sheni, and the kli sheni might absorb some of those blias, because since it's not bar nata tera, once the chametz comes out into the water, then no way it can go back into anything and be considered chametz. Ezra, question. Salim Yud, Salim Shemochem Bamabasa, Yesh Matrichlam Hagala, because maybe there was some Chametz in it, Yesh Mishacholek Venir in Dvar, Vitov Lagidlan Lutnos Chadashim. Not a surprise. As a general rule in Shulchan Aruch, comparing the Mechaber to the Ramah, the Mechaber is usually the Mekel and the Ramah is usually the Machmir. There are exceptions, there are some notable exceptions. Okay, that's not them. There are notable exceptions. It's reflective more of the fact that the Mechaber usually paskins like the din, and the Ramah usually paskins like the minhag of Ashkenaz. You know, I don't know.
Is that like a general like practice between like Ashkenazim and Sephardim? Sephardim seem to like be more interested in like you know the text. Yeah, or
the answer is yes.
But why?
Why? Like, I think that relates to the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is particularly one who's willing to say that the communal practice is just wrong. The Balei HaTosos adopt, perhaps because their general dialectic approach of resolving stiros between two Gemaras, the way Professor Jacob Katz has put it is that just as you can have a stira between two Gemaras, you can have a stira between communal practice and a Gemara, and just like you resolve the stira between two Gemaras by making an Ukimta, you resolve the stira between communal practice and a Gemara in the very much
the same
way. So
they're very used to sort of contradictions.
Yes. Okay. Whereas the Rambam is approach, by the way, to contradictions in the Gemara generally, the more tendency of Chachmei Sfarad was to say that it's a machlokas, and we pass it like one sugi over the other. So now if it's a machlokas between communal practice and the Gemara, it's a machlokas, and we pass it like one over the other, and of course we pass it like the Gemara. Mm-hmm. I think that what you see over time as there's greater cross-pollination between, you know, Sfarad and Ashkenaz is that the Ashkenazi approach starts to have an influence, just as the Derech HaLimud starts to have an influence. You know, we just saw a Rashba about people leaving their. Which was the Rashba? What was he? What was the Rashba said? The minhag, that he was sort of. about Goyim, was it the Kalim Chadashim or something? I forget what it was the Rashba said. It seems to be the minhag that way. It's the kind of line that the Rama would almost never utter. The Rama would say that's din, and it doesn't matter if the common practice is differently. It's wrong, and it shouldn't be done. At least certainly the Rambam of the Mishneh Torah. The Rambam of the Tshuvas might be more interesting. I'm not sure about that.
Well, there's different Rambams? I mean, I got to
say No. Yes, don't you know?
Yes.
Don't you know
the
Rambam wrote the Mishneh Torah and Maimonides wrote the Gemara Nevuchim.
Tshuvos?
So, no, I'm saying I think you may see a little bit of a different personality there.
Is it possible because of like what he was dealing with?
It's the nature of, of the two kinds of work. All right. So anyway, the Mechaber continues in Sefer Aleph. Machava shemetagnim ba muteres pahagala v'miyaruka meisim chetzi v'hofeich odu meisim chetzi acher v'miyaruka b'yoser v'lamna v'emsa. And the Ramah says, obviously, it's sufficient. B'li ben koldu shakash nisrath l'asagile because you only need hagol. The reason you're not doing hagol on the middle of the machava is because it can't fit in the water, not because it needs libun. So this would still be irrelevant to Basar and Chalav. It would only be relevant to Pesach, because by Basar and Chalav it's Vishur Hatera Bala Lesman the Polik, so it doesn't matter. The concern by Machavas is maybe the oil dried up and it was Davar Shayidea Ish. But Lagabe Basar and Chalav, this doesn't make a difference, because even if you knew Mamish it had dried up, it's still Hatera Bala, and if it's Hatera Bala, it never requires Libun. So Lechatchil, the Rama says you should try to do Libun. Okay. Kol HaKelim Tzarech Lahagil Yidoseim Kemosan Miu, the Rama Etzim Loagilo Yados Ein Lesser B'Dievet Afid Lechatchil Yachal Agil Anidei Iru Shema Ara Aleihem. Okay. So you should try to do the handles, and it doesn't Aser, and you can do Iru and the handles if you need. This was the Rabbeinu Yoel. Or you can do libon on the obviously because you can't do libon on aids. You basically have to cut into the kli to expose the parts where the blios, where the end might have gotten in, and only then can you do hagala. Right? So if you have the stamp, so you simply have to clean it out well, but you can do hagala on that. Yudalit kisa shabaz barzel shemachasin bo hakedera tzarech hagala kevon shemazia b'chol shom echom hakedera v'misanu v'pesach hakedera b'hagala kol atavshel aser shezayas hakisa misar b'tavshel. That's pretty straightforward. No different when it comes to yoredeya as well. And kisa shabarzel shemeskim nasol charok shenefes alakira tzarech libun, because sometimes A, it touches the charar itself, and B, you're still concerned about zeya as well. Now medocha, the chopping thing. Medocha muteres ba'agalav. Mehi gedolo shein yochel achnisa ba'yora. Meisim ba'mayim rotchem u'machnes besocha even rotachas v'ole reticha b'chol svasa. You can't get the mill, I guess it is, into the pot, so then you put water in it, and I guess the medocha is probably, which is it? Which is the thing that, mortar and pestle? It's the mortar, right?
Pestle is a smashing thing.
Right, so it's the mortar. The mortar, you can fill it with water and then do the trick of having it, if you can't fit it into another clay, have the water spill over the sides. And the Rama says, because they treat it like a beis seor and a beis chavrosas, which Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam said you can't do hagala on. It's insufficient when it comes to davar shechimutzo kasha, and therefore it requires libun. Ach, the Rama says, "Belibun kol dehu tainu shi'usrof lakashmi v'chotzagi." Again, you can use libun kol; you don't need libun chomer. Menog in the lab nul chatchila miu sagi lebagalam ein bagumos, because really midina we don't pass on like Rashi and the Rabbi Notam. V'ma medocha shaleitz yesh lekalfu b'chliyumanus lachashin lagumos ulagi lachar kach. If it's wood, you should scrape off the top layer because we're afraid of gumos, and then you can do hagal on it. Obviously, doing libun is not a choice. Okay. Yud Zayin Hadaf Sheorchan Alav Kol Hashana V'Chein Areve Shalashim Batzrichim Hagala. But the Rama says, "V'Lamahani Bakilu Pechlei Amonus V'Chein Dabar Chol Davar Shetzarach Hagala L'Lamahani LeKlipa V'Aminag Shelo Lishtamish B'Pesach Barevus V'Dapin Shalashanim Kol Hashana Afilo Eve Hagala V'Chein Ikar." Okay, so the Rama says our practice is we don't use it at all. The Siv Hanafa. Tzarech ledaktek b'ma'od. This was not, I believe, in the Torah. Tzarech ledaktek b'ma'od lenakosim epsisei hachametz hanidbak ba. Minisrach benidbak benikvei arigas anaf of etchabai. If the stuff gets stuck in the sort of the grating, you have to clean it out well. But yishaf shesel osob b'mayim yafa yafa. Doing hagala itself doesn't help because you have to get out the be'en. It's very important to clean them well. That's pretty obvious, but it's good that it stays anyway. But the Ramah says, we don't use it. We're afraid that you can't get the bitten out sufficiently. If you wash them. The same thing can be said for dish towels. You have to open up the sacks before you do the kibbutz, because otherwise we're afraid that stuff's going to get stuck in the cracks.
Wait, what? You have to open what?
If you have sacks, we don't use stuff like this in typically anymore, but if you have a sack, you know, was it a node or just regular... Right, in other words, you have bags of stuff, you know, which you used to store stuff in. So if you want to use it, you have to be mounted the tefillos, because otherwise we're afraid it gets stuck sort of in the cracks. What's that?
Like,
right, but it's easy. You don't have to be mounted any tefillah there. There, you have to rinse them out really well. Yes. What's that? Correct. So you have to clean really well. I mean, the soaking in water will do a lot for a lot of that. But Haracha Shekorin. Pala, yesh omer shemo lo hagala v'tzarach liknos chadasha. The Mishibur explains the rachas. Here is the what do you call the thing that they put the pizza on? You know, the wooden thing that they stick it in the oven with.
Giant
spatula. Giant spatula. There you go. So there are those who say hagala doesn't work, and you have to buy a new one. Okay. Our personal practice, in this case I'll talk about what we do, our table we cover for Pesach, which is the tablecloth, and regarding the counters, you have two choices. You could do Haggalah in theory, you could cover them. We do something else, which is we put the we wipe the counters down with a very generous dose of soft scrub, and therefore anything that's left in those counters is nifsal mechilas hakelef. It's not no Saint Talmud Gam. You can only do that, of course, before Pesach, not during Pesach.
Peel.
What?
Peel.
Peel?
It's the giant spatula.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Is soft scrub the chemical?
Yeah, I don't like that it's used generally, but for Pesach, I think it does a very nice job of being pogame. You wash the counters well after you use that stuff.
Like
it's got bleach in it, and it's... It's highly toxic.
Why not Clorox? Oh, yeah, it's different than Clorox.
You could use... Okay, I'm just telling you what we use.
I mean, what is it? I'm saying, what is it?
It's a very, very caustic agent.
Okay.
It's not soft.
That's correct.
So,
then you don't do Eerie.
No, that I don't do...
Eerie.
I don't do Eerie, right. You know, a steam, you could probably use a steam cleaner also. No, I don't do Eerie because it make a total mess. Right. So you have to remember that the counters and the tables, if you look at the formulation... Regilim la'aras haleim rotchem, right? Because really, Medina, firstly, this would only be shayach lagabe Pesach. It would be shayach lagabe nothing else. If you're kosher in a regular kitchen, you don't need to do anything to the counters. You just need to clean them with an apanei yomim, because what's the worst case scenario? That something spilled onto the counters, irmi klirishim. But even if your stuff spilled onto that, number one, you probably don't need it. Number two, it's Eina Benyomo, so it's not going to Aser. And even though normally you're not allowed l'chatchila to cook in an Eina Benyomo versus Benyomo, you're not doing it l'chatchila here. It's not your intent to do so. So therefore, year-round it would be relevant. For Pesach, we're machmir no Saint Talmud Gam, so you have to do something about that. Either you do Haggalah of some kind, or you cover it, or you know, you make sure that anything that's in it is now Nifgam. A Nifgam beyond, it's not no Saint Talmud Gam, it's less than no Saint Talmud Gam. It's Nifsal Mechilas HaKalef. If you have Chametz, which is Nifsal Mechilas HaKalef, Medina, it really would be mutter to eat on Pesach. You know, leave aside the issue of Achshaveh, but it's not Chametz anymore. Okay. That's, of course, assuming our counters are Balea. But we'll work with that assumption. Chavios Shel Cheres. So if you have barrels of earthenware barrels, which they put barley beer in, as opposed to Shechar Tamarim, which is not Chametz, Mutarim Bahagala. You can do Hagala in them, or Be'iru Shlosha Yamim. you have one of two choices on them. And the reason is because it's belo betzonin. It was only absorbed when it was cold. This wouldn't work by something that absorbed a chamin. V'hagolas ha'chodes, yasa b'derech zeh, the Ramah says, yelabein avonim, v'yisimim b'hem, v'yirah leim rotcha mi'klevisho, v'yigalgal ha'chodes, yagi agal l'chamakom. So you fill it with some, put some stones in it, okay, our favorite, our iron. You pour hot water in it, and you roll the barrel around so the hot water gets all over, and that's called Hagala Bukli Rishon. But the Evanim Nastum Mem Yayim Advash Bal Hagala Rak Shidi Chanei Tevtchila Muta Losh Tis Mimenu B'Pesach. Okay. Fine. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says that obviously it means you left your stuff in there 24 hours. If you didn't, of course it's Mutter if you clean them out. The Shail would be if it's Kavush. So the question is, why does he say, why is it Mutter? It should be no Saint Tom Lufkam.
Why is this different than like sherry cask or
So this is a separate question. I don't know anything about sherry casks. I didn't understand. I know where Moshe has a tshuva about his makalite, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't quite understand because if it enhances things, it's clear it's not no Saint Tom Lufkam. So what exactly the basis of the heter is, I don't know. I don't know what it does. Okay, I don't know. In other words, but it's certainly not necessarily Talmud Gam. That's all I would say. In other words, why do you assume it's Bittul B'Shishim? Normally, we assume what? Because it's because cover is assumed. A kavush I thought is Oser Kula. I don't know. I haven't read the Tshuva. I'm not being critical. I just don't know what the basis is. But certainly, it's not necessarily Talmud Gam. If it's done by Kavana, because somehow something you're doing enhances things. So the only question is whether this Tom or what. In other words, is it transformative, or is there, you know, does it have an impact? Or are you actually tasting the wine? I have no idea. Obviously, this is beyond, this is, you know, it's, I want to say it's above my pay grade. It's just outside of my world, since I don't drink. Okay.
We don't want beer.
No. I don't drink beer either. We're talking about yayin here. Okay, yayin or dvash. So it sounds like it's based upon Nosein Talmud Gam as Mutter B'Di'evet. All right. Kol HaKelim Afilu Shel Cheresh Neshtamesh Ben Chametz Betzonin Mutter Neshtamesh Ben Matzah Afilu B'Chamin Chutz Nim Yeh Sarbez Charos Hashaf Al Pishel Neshtamesh Ben Chametz Ala Betzonin Osu Neshtamesh Behem Matzah B'Chamin Aval Betzonin Laniach Ben Matzah Afuya Mutter Aval Osu Lolish Behem because it causes the chimus to happen more quickly. The Cholze Below Hagala Aval Yidei Hagala Afilu Beis Sarbez Charos Es Mutarnim Enam Shel Cheresh Aval Shel Cheresh Lo Mahani Hagala Afilu Neshtamesh Ben Chametz Ala Betzonin Lo Neshtamesh Ben Matzah Ela Betzonin V'Aidno Nagwal Madol Lo Neshtamush Ben Pischa B'Mani De Pachar Atike. We don't use earthenware kalim. Pachra is a cheres. That's the Bavli Aramaic word for cheres. Chafgimel is klei cheres hametzupim behitos sekuchas dinam keklei cheres, because they're only covered with a thin coating. But v'yesh makomo shenagul l'shalosh tamish bekli cheres glizart afilu chadashim v'lahachmir rafim makom aminag. I don't know why they would be particularly machmir on that.
Glizart?
I think it's something with glazed, is my guess, just based upon the spelling. Mishnah Berurah says, because we're afraid sometimes the workmen use subin, they use some type of grain product in the processing, and therefore that some machmir on it. Klei etzam et subin b'samonim shekorin barnis dinam keklei cheres, v'yesh mekom shemachmir l'shtamish b'chelim tzuon afilu heim chadashim v'chena mechupa medil v'en lachmir b'zeh rach b'makom shenagu iser. Okay, and again, assumption is because of this, the way the umanim process it, they may have used chametz in the processing. Chafheis kol klei hashasiya bein slochios bein kosos mutar b'shtifa bein shen shazuchus bein shen eitz bein shen shamateches bein shen shacheres. Klei shtiya, it's enough, you can rinse them out. Afal pi shalafam nos demem lechem cham kevan sherov tashmishin en el betzonein sagi b'shtifa shalahoch b'chol klei elacha rov tashmisho. Miyu, the Rama says, yesh ma'achir matzrich and hagala v'chein noagim, but this obviously wouldn't apply when it comes to klei cheres, because there you don't have a choice. Okay, that would be, I think, called b'di'evet. Klei zechuches afilu machnisen lekim afilu mishtamish b'mechamen in tzrichon shum hech she'enam bolam v'shtifa ba'al masagin hu. So the Sfaradim should be very happy. Zach, David, Albert's, is Albert here? I didn't see Albert here. Okay, so should be happy because zechuches is not a problem for you. So if you want,
I still have a separate set.
Okay, but if you really wanted, and you only wanted one set of dishes for year round, for chametz, for everything else, you could just have one set of dishes. I wouldn't advise it, but you could. So they won't look at you funny when you come to register. But China, you have the same issue. Okay. Fine, but the Rama says v'yesh ma'achmir va'omim dechleis chuchas afilo hagal amahani lehu v'chein ha'menag ba'ashkenaz uv'medinos elu.
What does he refer to when he says Umanios Elu? Like
Poland?
Well, he's saying Ashkenaz.
Russia?
He's in Poland, isn't he?
Poland. Probably Poland, Russia, Germany would be my guess also. But
there weren't that many Jews in Russia then, were there? I don't think there were.
Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe and probably Central Europe also, what they're somehow referring to. Probably not. But they probably weren't, there weren't theoretically no Jews officially in England at the time, and there were no Jews in Spain, and the Jews had been expelled from France also, but I don't know when they sort of found their way back in there. France wasn't in 1800s. There were Jews there long before.
17th, whatever. Late 1800s, early 1800s.
In England, they found their way back publicly in the 1600s. Really? Spain, maybe in the 20th century, I'm not sure. Okay. I don't think there are so many Jews in Spain now today anyway. Okay, so the Rama says, but there is an issue. The issue with the Rama is that in Hilchos Yai Nesach, there he seems to take no issue with Zchuchas as not being Bolea, and the question is how to put the two things together. Okay. What's that?
Maybe Yai Nesach is
different. When some say that it's Chametz versus year-round. So for Chametz, certainly we don't kasher, Ashkenazim do not kasher glass. I think year-round, many assume it's not Bolei at all. So, okay. The Mechaber finishes. I'm sorry, the Rama says, V'chein klei kesef sheyesh b'selchan hituch z'chucha shekorin geshmelzt ein lagilo afim b'chutz ein omazik. Doesn't matter if it's on the outside, you can kasher if it's only on the outside, not if it's on the inside. On the assumption that the Rama is being machmir to treat it like klei cheres.
What's outside and inside thing?
Outside of the inside, what normally comes in contact with the food.
What is it?
What is the substance? I have no idea. Oh. It's geschmelzt. Don't you know that?
Well, I'm saying, is it charas or is it chuchit?
It's probably some kind of glass. Oh, that's what the Ramah describes. Finally, says, Shvud Yashan Shetzelu Bo. What?
In the Mishnah,
where
he says, if it has
to be
in regards to the place of chuchit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be like, would we say that for somebody who's not necessarily wealthy to buy a second set of dishes?
So I think that we are making, not on Pesach, year round on glass, as not being an issue in the first place. But he's talking about, if you're talking about on Pesach, yeah, perhaps. Although the truth is today it's not, you know.
Buy a new pack, it's like
$7. Well, and I would just say that you don't need enough, you know, if someone's that poor, they probably also don't need that large of a set of dishes either. You know, unless you know they have 13 children, and then, you know, okay.
This is a little bit of a, like another side. Like, if a person is very poor, is it usher for them to like have many, many children? do we think, you know, it's fine for them to do that? Is it not a good idea for them to do that?
It's probably not a wise idea. You know, there's a mitzvah puravu, and presumably, you know that applies. You'd have to be so impoverished that you couldn't feed them. You know, in order for that not to fulfill that, there's some type of a mitzvah of beyond puravu. You know, which la'erev, but that's much more a subject. The Mechaber is very clear in Shulchan Aruch that when he talks about a person, there's no difference as far as I'm concerned. A man who had children, his wife died or whatever, remarrying. What's it called? Us biyada. What? He says, in other words, he talks about, should a man marry, you know, he should marry a woman who could have more children, but if he's going to have difficulties either getting along, you know, because of his own children, or he uses the term, which I think the simple reading of that is economic. It doesn't mean whether he's capable of siring children. If he's not physically capable of siring children at that point, you don't have to tell us that that it's irrelevant to marry Isha Bas Banim, as the expression goes. So I think it's the Davar Pashut that beyond the mitzvah Puravu, there are lots of factors that come into consideration that are much less of a factor when it comes to Puravu. So I'm not going to use the term usser, but I think that there's a question of the wisdom of a choice, and somebody should not feel compelled that they need to have 13 children when they can't support them. You know, it's, perhaps others would differ, but I don't know. What's that?
In the Knesset, they got into an argument about it last week. Where some of the parties are saying the government has to do more subsidies, and Yair Lapid said, really it's the parent's responsibility, and if you can't have more children, then don't have more children.
Yes, and one of them was expressing a Torah true vantage point, and that was the person who was a Chiloni. just look in Siman Aleph and Eben Ezra. And again, I'm not going to, you know, it's chaval, that yeshiva, you know, and we're not talking about families with 13 children, it's chaval that people should choose to only have two children or three children in a community with enormously larger because yeshiva tuition is such a crushing burden. But the idea that economics plays no role whatsoever is absurd. It's a total, it's totally against everything in human and Jewish history. It always played a role. That's by the finish. It's called common sense. Not going to, you know, talk about the, you know, details in Psach Halacha. This is a an area that's sometimes hard to quantify in details, but it's common sense. Right? I think it's understood, and to tell people otherwise, I think is wrong. It's simply wrong. It's one, it is one of these things that sort of spread around.
You know, they had 13 children in the shtetl, you know.
Most people did not have 13 children in the shtetl.
That's right.
You know. It's clear in Lithuanian circles that this wasn't, certainly was not the case. But anyway.
Even if they did, they probably didn't all survive.
That's another issue also, which is, you know, the tragic aspect of it is that, you know, child infant mortality was far, far, far higher. But anyway. Okay. So yes, that has nothing to do with anything, but... So back to the last sif here. Shvud Yashon Shetzelo BaOfas BePesach Mutarin Avol BiShemikodem Shetzelo BaBasa Maluach MiMelach Shalom Nivdak. So if you have, we're not so concerned that when you roasted meat on the spit, that maybe you use some salt that would never been Nivdak for sure. Din of Chametz. Miu the Ramas is saying Lahat Rak BiDiEvan. You can sort of see how far Chametz BePesach went. The normal principle would be Ein Machzik and Isser. Okay. As I said, mentioned to you previously, when it comes to Pesach's issues, a particular person coined the term, there are many halachos in Pesach that are kulos, she'en atzibu yuchom ulamadba. All right. V'chein habarzeh shebechavi yoshayayin noagin lahadichan. And even the spigots in the barrels of wine you're supposed to wash off. V'chein ha'etzim shetochem emklei shesia tzirichem adach ala sumbam kelem Pesach. Okay. Chametz can get in very interesting places. I heard a story about someone where on Pesach the weather got warm, so I guess it was Chol HaMoed. They decided to turn on the air conditioner, and they turn on the air conditioner, and all of a sudden their living room was full of Cheerios, because apparently one of the children had decided that was a good place to stash Cheerios. Now, it could be that Cheerios, I would say, are not chametz because they're oats, and so in fact I would know goes that for the Cheerios. Even if you believe that oats are one of the chamesh shmini dagan, it's vaday cheerios and not going to be chametz, because you'd have to, in order to get to the stage of chimuch, there's so little gluten in contaminated oats that by the time you left it around, you'd already been baked long before it could ever get to the stage of chimuch. We don't eat cheerios on Pesach, neither the real kind nor the fake kind. The real kind, because that's the minhag Yisrael to treat oats, at least to be machmir in that regard. The fake kind we don't eat because it's lebal tashak suas nafsho sechem. Anyway, so chametz can get into very strange places. So Klal Yisrael is very machmer on chametz. Okay. Any questions about Tafnun Aleph? Okay, so I told you how to kasher your kitchens for Pesach. Fine. So we spoke about dishwashers, sinks, counters, ovens. Ovens, the best choice is a self-cleaning oven. If you don't have a self-cleaning oven, so then...
I've literally never seen them. Everyone talks about them, never seen them.
Well,
they're like really creepy.
Otherwise, you clean out the oven really, really well, and then you can turn it on for an hour at its highest possible temperature setting. And
when do you get them?
What's that?
An hour from when it hits the temperature.
You know, the shear is not precise. Probably you don't even need that long. So I think an hour is probably sufficient. Mm-hmm. If it will make somebody happier, make it an hour and 15 minutes. You know.
Well,
they say an hour. It's a made-up time. I mean, you have to make up something. You have to give people time, so that's what you do. Well, you know, what? Is it 59 minutes, 23 seconds? Would that be sufficient? And that's the kind of questions you'll be getting. So, like, yeah, Ms. Tama, it's hot enough. 10 minutes is probably not enough, but, you know, it's almost certainly not enough. That's usually get to that temperature within 10 minutes, if it's, like, the tippy-top temperature.
So then, a few days ago, I asked the question if you have the self-cleaning cycle, do you have to go the longest self-cleaning cycle? So that would assume not.
I don't think so.
The other day you said you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, again, I guess I've never seen one with shorter and longer. Ours is a very long; it's like 4 or 5 hours or something.
Three, four, or five.
Yeah, so I think it's hot enough even after the three.
No.
What?
Glass stovetops.
That's an interesting. What is it? What is a glass stovetop?
Ceramic.
So again, I don't think it's any different. The grate's metal.
No, there's no grates.
Is this like electric?
Yeah,
it's electric.
It's not electric.
No, 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 no. I understand. It's not electric. I don't know. That's a good question.
That you have to pour boiling water. You have to put water on it, and then you have to turn them on and let it boil.
Is that safe?
The same as this pot spilling over.
Okay, but a pot spilling over is a small amount of water, and usually, like on a gas thing, it's just about what? It's safe. Okay, that sounds like a reasonable thing to me. And I've never seen those stovetops. I've seen
boil water on what? Directly on the stove.
I mean, it's sealed, right? There's no opening anywhere, right?
Correct.
Right. So I guess you could. Is it recessed where you could?
There's like a lip around the edge of the oven.
Yeah, there is a lip. Okay, as I say, otherwise you could build a clay lip. Right. We know that. Don't make it out of dough. All right. Unless you want to make it out of kitnios dough, you can make it out of kitnios dough. We're not concerned about bleus of kitnios. Play-Doh may be a problem, actually. I don't know what Play-Doh is made out of.
It's
made out of flour.
Yeah, it's Play-Doh. You get rid of your Play-Doh on Pesach. Sorry, Ezra. Okay. Okay. And your refrigerators just need to be wiped out. Okay. Unless you cook on your refrigerators. But generally, refrigerators just need to be wiped out. Okay.
You could put something hot from the oven there and spill.
You shouldn't.
Well, probably not that.
Heart?
I don't put away. My
mother, my grandmother, my wife, none of them would eat in that kitchen on Pesach. I'm just saying.
So, then I guess they won't eat in my kitchen.
Right.
Probably. Some people, I don't know. They cover all their cupboards with like a paper.
Maybe
Well, we always do that year round, but we replace it then. So again, you should wipe out the cupboards. I don't think anybody, you don't usually put, I've never had the experience of anybody putting hot things into cupboards. So, you know, and we also, remember, we very rarely put food in there. We never put food in there directly. It's always inside containers. It's like we live in a different world than they did. And in just different mitzvahs. So. Okay. Simon Taf Nun Beis. Yesh li zare lahagil kodem shachamishis kadesh li tzarech ladak digam akelim ben ayom an olam om yeshishim b'mayim neged kol shemagil olah v'cheinim agil kelim shvilasim muetis and kelim shvilasim ruba v'cheinim masha kelim besoch hayor yosem idai v'cheinim masha son kokach v'cheinim kadesh li tzarech li zare shalei nuch v'mayim er tichasan but the Ramah says achrabim cholkim musfilu dein hagalam o eles klum im ein hamayim rotchim. This last detail, I don't know where did it come from. Oh, I see what it is. In other words, the Mechaber said that the reason why you have certain kulas as long as the water keeps bubbling is because as long as it's turid lemiflat, it's not going to be bolea. But if you let the retichos be nach, then it'll be choser bolea. So the Mechaber says you don't have to worry when you're doing that if it's not a benyoma. The Ramah says, and I don't understand this Ramah, he says, achrabim cholkun esrilahu dein hagalam oles klum amin hamayim rotchim. That's true. I don't think the Mechaber disagreed with that. Mechaber was just saying you don't have to worry that at some point temporarily the bubbling stopped.
Maybe he's talking about in cases where you were only oser it all day, like a clear rishon that wasn't all ish or something.
No, firstly, the Mishnah Berurah says what I said.
I mean, also,
he said that achronim olmasik on the rather. The Mechaber agrees.
That was the money in Avraham's kasha.
The Mechaber is not disagreeing with the Ramah. All he's saying is that, of course you need reticha, but you only need that koshahu. The point is that if you were being magil kli, which was a benyoma when it was isser, so then, if soon as the water would be nach mir reticha, so we'd be concerned that he choser bolea the isser into the outer pot, or into the pot that you're kashering. So that's what you don't have to be concerned about. Not that the Mechaber never said that you can kasher in just yad soledes. Josh?
What if the Ramah is saying that if the pot isn't boiling, the hagala isn't going to cause any bleus to transfer?
No, but he's saying that it's useless to do hagol without retichos.
Right. So once the pot stops boiling, all you do is have hot water in a pot. There's not going to be any time transfer. You don't have to worry about anything.
No, but there is time transfer. But nobody, everybody agrees this time transfer when it's Yad Soledes. Even if you take the Kli Rishon off the Eish, it's still Yad Soledes. It's not Maratichos, it's time transfer. Okay. Al Ken Yesh Lizar Afi Lukon Zman Yisuro Shelo Yanuchu Meritichos and Kol Zman Shemalgel. The Mechaber would agree with that. As long as you're doing Hagala, when you stick something in, if you stick, that's why when you stick stuff in, you shouldn't take the whole thing of silverware and dump it all in one shot. You should drop it in a couple of pieces at a time so that you don't cool it down sufficiently to knock out the Retichos. Or if you do put stuff in, you have to make sure that it bubbles again. But, yes, Alon?
If you put it in when it's cold and then boil it and it bubbles, is that...
It should be good. The only concern I would have is the chatzitza issue, if the thing is sitting on the bottom. Right? And that's why when
what
so the problem is, does it get the bottom side? It's probably okay. I didn't see that issue explicitly addressed.
The Ikbar of my thought assumes that if just have something sitting on the side of the mikveh, like a wave comes and covers it, you don't have to worry about chatzitza.
No, you mean just the weight of the...
Just the weight of the mikveh itself.
And there was no mayim there before, though, when you put it in, but it wasn't covered? You sure that that's not the case? Maybe there's water on the bottom, just a little bit of water.
It's time to do tevil on a needle.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine. The Mechaber says, V'shele yachnes akelem at shirtichu amayim, v'chein kidei shal yitztarech lahagala yoragdol shemagim atchil esel. I guess the Mechaber does assume that. If you can put the kelem in before, it means they're sitting on the bottom. So... Okay, so in order to not have to worry about any of these things, just make sure you do the kli, which is an Eino Binyama. And the Rama says, V'lohigu kodem zman yisur yochal ha-hagil ara pesach, sh'az chametz b'mashu, ve'eino mo'al ha-gala sh'chozer bo'leah, avon muto lalabin kli tocha pesach. So the Rama says, Ashkenazim do not do ha-gala on pesach, unless you're being magil from basar to chalav or chalav to basar, but you're not magil from chametz on pesach. Or if you're being magil for isur, which wasn't chametz, but to be magil for chametz on pesach is not permitted. But you can do Liban, because Hagala relies upon Bittel, and that doesn't work. That doesn't work on Pesach, because Chametz is Oseh B'mashu. Och Shemagil, Kodem Pesach, La'achar Sheish, Tzarech Lizar B'chal Dvar Manis Karam, Shein Tzrichim Lizar B'chaim Kodem Sheish. Okay. Then the Mechaber continues. We learned all about this in Simen Sadi Hei. So that's the Rama says. The minhag is not to do Hagala on any Kli Binyoma. Okay. So, Lo Yaniach Kelim Harbi Lesoch Kli V'Yagilim Yachad Im Nogim Zebezeh. So this is the concern of Chatzitza, by the way. Which is why you should try to drop them in one by one. And you also want to you don't want to have like a whole very very rapidly, because otherwise the water will cool down from its reticha. But as long as you're doing one at a time and the water's bubbling, each one is not going to cool it down. When it hits the water, that's the hagala. It doesn't matter how it settles on the bottom. Okay. Yeah. So they are concerned about that issue, right? So the question is, why would they allow putting the kli in and then having it be martiach afterwards? Maybe they're more concerned when it's like, you know, if you take spoons or forks and you put them together, so then there's much more of a blocking. We're afraid the retichos won't be old, as opposed to a fork dropped onto the bottom. There are a few places it touches the bottom, but it's mostly exposed to the retichos. Okay, imagil b'tzlas yigalgal akli demlokein b'makam atzvas lo salak salka dikul d'maya. If you're using tongs, you have to sort of let it roll so the tongs slip a little bit, so all the parts get exposed to the water, the retichos. Imagilan b'chamei tveria afilu kelim shadinim kiklishenim neish enim toldo saor uchabolo kach poltom abola yedei toldo saor af polta yedei toldo saor. So be'emes they quote this from the Orchas Chaim. The Rama adds, I want to talk about this. Miyum nishtamish rachbim bom rachbim etveria magila behin. Now, I don't actually understand this din at all. So let's put aside the Metzias question. Is Chame Tveria Chame Ha'or or not? So the answer is Alpi Metzias is, of course, Chame Tveria is Chame Ha'or. All hot springs are Chame Ha'or. The Gemara has two deos in the third parak in Shabbos. One deos says it's not Chame Ha'or, and the other deos says it's Chame Ha'or because it's Chalfei Pischa de Gehenim. Now, I can't comment exactly as to where Gehenim is, but it's clear that you wouldn't want to find yourself in the core of the earth. Because it's pretty hot. They just revised the estimates up by a couple of thousand degrees. So the core of the earth may be hotter than the surface of the sun. And it's generally assumed, I think, that the core of the Earth is molten iron, which is what gives the Earth its magnetic field. It's what creates the magnetic field.
The sun isn't considered holotaur either.
Correct, but there at least... So the question is... So there I'll argue that the Chama is min b'fnei atzmo. And the sun, by the way, is not molten metal. It's just very hot. It's, you know... It's nuclear reactions, right? So well, you can ask the Shah what's a nuclear thing. Part of the issue with the sun also
heated by radioactive decay.
The issue of the sun also is probably the medium in between, the distance in between makes it no longer orb. Obviously, they didn't understand what the sun was either. The whole thing's a problem. But I'll be mitzvah, we could identify the fire. In other words, I'm going to ask you the following din. If I have a hot piece of glowing metal and I heat food on that, is that ish? The answer is yes. What if I put a rock in between the two and the rock gets really hot and it heats it? Is that not or told us or I would think so. What if the rock is a foot thick?
Maybe.
A foot thick. Yeah. What if it's 10 feet thick?
Yeah.
What if it's 3,000 miles thick?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're assuming, but that's the question. So anyway, but putting that aside, this more importantly, I didn't understand this bichlal. Who cares? Where does it say anywhere in Shas that the issue depends upon Chame or Chame Chama? Chame or Chame Chama is a din bishul b'Shabbos. By Hagala, presumably, it's a function of heat. Supposing you could use the sun to deliver on something, but you say, no, it's no good because it's not Eish.
Well, you could technically.
No, but why? That shouldn't be a problem.
Using the sun
work.
For Liban?
It should work.
Why? Because it's temperature dependent. It's a Metzias thing.
The only thing I can say is space barrier would usually not be. They wouldn't be boiling.
Okay, but then the reason why you can't use it is because it's not Mala Batichos, not because it's not Chameh Or.
And where's the heat?
And besides, you
where's the heat for what? For hot springs?
Yeah.
It's coming from, it's volcanic activity, or it's, you know, which is coming from the core of the earth. That's Chameh Or. I mean, again, I understand Chazal didn't know that. I didn't expect them to know that. It is Toldos Ha'esh. But who cares? My point is, who cares? What difference does it make? At the end of the day, it should be all temperature dependent.
But it sounds like, why do we not? Because they're using total of the war.
So yeah.
If they had to wear total of the war, then it all makes sense.
Well, I understand.
Well, they're saying that base barrier is puzzle.
Because it's not told us or.
So we're saying it's the same temperature.
Well, it may be that it's some. So it's not hot enough. That I understand, but that has nothing to do with the source of the heat. The source of this is the Orchas Chaim. It's not a Gemara. It's not a, you know, one of the major, you know, Rishonim. And it's not a widespread Shita, probably. But okay.
Where did the Orchas Chaim live?
What?
Where did the Orchas Chaim live? They had these hot springs.
No, I don't think he's talking about Meitveria. Everybody, the Gemara deals with Meitveria, so it's more hypothetical, probably. I don't know. May other hot. They're probably hot springs like in Europe.
Yeah,
all the Gedolim used to go, you know, in the summer. Yeah, to Switzerland, that's right. To the spas. I don't know. I assume those are natural hot springs. What? Okay. But they might have known a hot spring. That's not a big deal.
I'm not saying like exclusively in Switzerland. I was just giving an example.
Got it, Emmanuel. Thank you. Okay. The Ein Magil and the Rama says, B'shur Mashke Rak B'mayimiu B'di'epet Mahani Hagala B'chol Mashke. All right, imagel harbe kelim biyorat shemiro pleitas akelim naso amayim kitzir ein lahagel od ba'osan amayim. It's hard to argue with that. Obviously, you're talking about people who didn't clean their kelim very well.
In Pesach, will be different to say.
Well, in other words, you can be magil from, you know, here to Yemos HaMashiach, as I said, in our with your clean dishes, and that water is not going to change color. Kli gadol shein yochal achnis al toch kli achem ach maskadlo osa safa lefiv betit kidei shesmalei heitev yagi omai misvaso omal omai marticho. Here again you use tit because it's Pesach as opposed to Isa. O yikach eben rotach asu lapidei shviach shechena lesocha bod rotach mitokach erticho omai miyoser v'yalu al svaso. Right, the key part is that you need to make sure that the water remains boiling.
You said you could also just take other...
I think you can use boiling water. They don't talk about it. If you take another thing of boiling water and you pour it in, it's also not going to change the temperature. It'll still be Mala Retichas.
Maybe.
No, but you're not. I'm not doing Iru on the Sfas. I'm just pouring into the water so that now it bubbles over, boiling, while it's still bubbling, and gets the lid. Finally, Noagim Lishnof Akli B'mayim Karm Achal Galam Yad, but it doesn't ask or anything that if you didn't actually do it. Okay. Any questions?
What's the last thing?
You pour cold water on the Kalim after you do it. It's a, then it's a minhag. The Rishon talking about it. Rashi says because we're phrased, it's going to be chozer bolea, this, and that's on it. But we, you know, but the other Rishonim disagree, and the assumption is that we're being magil kelim which are not ben ayoman anyway. So, well, the assumption is that it's just a minhag, maybe modeled upon, you know, the mikdash.
With the need also, right?
What's that?
I mean, different with need also, you say you can't take a shower after being tovel.
That's a machlokas, the Ramah and the Gra. But that has to do with a Gemara.
Yeah, that's separate thing. Yeah,
totally unrated. No.
I don't want one. I thought this was related to that.
Sorry.
That's the stinky water tomorrow.
So that is the concern whether or not we'd be choshesh by tuma legabe nida. So yeah, that's a separate question.
Okay. Maybe there also could be an issue of people, you know, women thinking that.
No, that's the Gemara and Shabbos. The reason why they said that mayim shuvim is mitame, you know, if it falls on a person, is because shemen yomer lo elu mitaren ela elu mitaren. I never actually understood that Gemara for a very simple reason. If people habitually were going to the filthy mikvah waters and then washing themselves in a clean shower afterwards, why would anybody have thought that the ikur was the clean shower? Because how would they explain the fact that they're going in this filthy cave water first?
It sort of might seem like, why are you, if you have to go and clean yourself after going into dirty water, it sort of is like ironic.
But that's not what the Gemara says. The Chashash that people will make a mistake. I never understood. They must. Some of the people must not have been very smart people.
Maybe they'll just get sick of going to the water.
They thought you had to go to both, probably.
What's that?
They probably thought you had to go to both.
No, because the Gemara raises that half. I mean, lo yomer elu mitaren ela elu mitaren. So the Gemara says, okay, but it's no big deal. That would actually make more sense, and then I would say that, and they were choshesh, therefore, that someone didn't have the clean water would not bother to be mitaren themselves and wouldn't be able to eat the truma or whatever else because they would think that you need both. But the Gemara rejects that explicitly. That the concern is lo elu mitaren, ela elu mitaren. Okay. And no, I think the Gra, if you look at the Gra, you read the Gra, it's hard, always hard to read the Gra, he thinks that that's only shayach by tumah, it's not shayach by nida.
And it might be a good idea, too.
Okay.
Mikvahs
are actually pretty clean. Mikvahs are pretty clean. They tend to be heavily chlorinated, and they are pretty clean. It's not like after the guys go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, then they change the water. So when the women go, it's pretty clean. They bathe and clean themselves thoroughly before this chlorine in that water. You know, what's Ezra?
They're extremely clean before they go.
Yes. So the idea that that water does not get particularly dirty. So anyway, okay. Any other questions? Okay, so the Bechina will be tomorrow morning, first thing, traffic permitting. What?
Like
9-ish? Like 9-ish, as close as I get in. There's no reason to prolong.
We have all the questions, right?
What?
We have all the questions?
Unless I'm inspired to make up more questions now. I have to look through them. I may add a few questions. Or maybe I'll throw a few questions on the Bechina that aren't on those questions. Because why would that be usher to do? Right? If I'm inspired, in fact, maybe I'll be inspired. You might see a couple questions like that. Find out what a real Bechina is.
It's like, not doing the minhag. Your minhag is to do one thing,